the Hot FM main news.
Now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: government to clear all FRA maize payments by January 10, 2026. NRFA suspends toll fee increase pending statutory instruments. And in international news, Saudi Arabia backs call for UAE to leave Yemen after a strike on separatist held ports.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Government has announced that all outstanding payments to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency will be fully settled by January 10, 2026. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane has assured farmers that payments are progressing, adding that the delay is regrettable. In a statement, Dr. Sokotwane said in the interim, the FRA will continue to receive funds from financing institutions alongside proceeds from ongoing maize sales, enabling payments to be made on a rolling basis in tranches. He has explained that farmers will continue to receive their payments during this period ahead of the final settlement date of January 10, 2026. The minister has noted that government recognizes the importance of timely payments and the critical role these funds play in supporting households, sustaining livelihoods and enabling preparations for the ongoing farming season. The National Road Fund Agency has, with immediate effect, withdrawn the recently announced increase in toll fees for selected motor vehicles. According to a statement issued by the NRSA Public Relations Unit, the measure is intended to allow for the signing and publication of the requisite statutory instruments by the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development. It adds that existing toll fees will remain unchanged at all NRFA-operated toll gates across the country, as well as at the three toll gates under MOIC LN Consortium Limited on the Lusaka-Ndola Road. Police in Lusaka have recorded a serious road traffic accident along the Great North Road near the Ngwerere roundabout, in which seven passengers sustained injuries. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the incident occurred today at around 04:50 hours. He has explained that the accident involved a Jongtong bus bearing registration number BBC 4497, property of BA Logistics, which was being driven by Chitalut Gift, aged 31, and was heading towards the Chisamba direction. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
There were seven passengers on board who sustained various injuries. All the injured persons were rushed to Madero, Lebowan Hospital, where they are currently receiving medical treatment. Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred after the driver lost control of the bus due to excessive speed. The bus initially hit a street light pole on the left side of the road before subsequently ramming into a nearby shop. Investigations into the matter are ongoing.
Citizens First President Harry Calabar says he will reverse the Constitution Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025 if he forms government after the August 13, 2026 general elections. Speaking during a special interview on Kwetiu Hot FM today, Mr. Calabar said due process was not followed in the enactment of the law. He has stated that once the law is reversed, a Citizens First government will take the matter back to the people for wider consultations.
The government has made recommendations that are taken in committee over to point. Shire Milanga, Ukutila, Babu, like Jack Nifa Kinaba Concord, Batu Wekisha Kubandi, Bill 7. Ulu Kuala wina my elections in our sphere. Unala ba president. BO7 will be reversed. Kwaishita reverse. Immediately sang to some gap. Kwaishita reverse. BO7 pan to Icha Fiala Iyalo. Ibasa inaba president. Chari illegal. Therefore, they push to accept an illegality to remain in our status. That's why we are recalling the BO7. Very funyapo. Kwaishita kubani.
Meanwhile, Mr. Calabar has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to allow former President Edgar Lungu to be buried in peace.
Therefore, Kulomba, President Hichilema, Bapchalo Vantu, Tuminishe Nindumeno, atuushe mchivote tetusungi wa muntu for 7 months mocha tualifiro kumushika samula nduwa kutila tude patisha chaawe kufuile kuwa wama military owners walongo wafumine kubantu elu walupuwa menita walefuaya nga nishi wala patikishisha 7 months tualifiro kushika wa Edgar Lungu hawa tutekele for 7 years muno Mzambia tuwe lomba wa president mupitulu kemo pantu ichalo chala shamina mufintu ifingi.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Zambia Revenue Authority and other government agencies on data sharing and integration aimed at enhancing revenue collection. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Ministry Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, said the agreement marks a major milestone in addressing revenue collection gaps caused by inadequate data and information sharing. Dr. Pollen has noted that the initiative will play a crucial role in bridging the information gap and enhancing revenue collection to support sustainable development in the country.
This MOU is a key milestone as it will for the first time bring together all local authorities and key government agencies under one umbrella, focusing on sharing of data across institutions to support socio-economic development. While the signing of the MOU marks a significant milestone, it's important for us to acknowledge the systemic hurdles that have historically slowed progress in many local authorities, and these challenges have not been technical but have been created by an information gap that affects revenue collection, which will eventually affect delivery of essential public services.
Meanwhile, ZRA Commissioner General Dingani Banda said the agreement will enable the authority to increase revenue collection from property rates and rental income, adding that this will significantly contribute to achieving national revenue mobilization targets.
We recognize that property is one area where we've not done well in terms of revenue mobilization. There was a study done by ZIPA in conjunction with ZRA in 2018, which identified that there are about 600,000 properties potentially to be rented out there. But as ZRA, we only have less than 30,000 on our register. So that shows you the huge potential that we can harness once we leverage on data sharing and integration. If you look at your property, ZRA has an interest in terms of rental income. Ministry of Local Government has an interest. Ministry of Lands has an interest. The utility firms have an interest. But the data sources are all isolated.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Saudi Arabia has backed a demand from Yemen's Presidential Council for the United Arab Emirates to withdraw within 24 hours after a Saudi-led coalition bombed what it said was a weapons shipment for UAE-backed separatists at the port of Mukalla. The Saudi Foreign Ministry accused the UAE of pressuring the Southern Transitional Council, which seeks independence for southern Yemen, to launch recent offensives in the eastern provinces of Hadramaut and Al-Mara. It warned the kingdom would take measures to confront what it considered such highly dangerous actions.
Saudi Arabia has told the United Arab Emirates to withdraw its forces from Yemen within 24 hours, accusing it of taking extremely dangerous steps. A statement said the UAE had pressured Yemeni separatists to carry out military operations on Saudi Arabia's southern border, an act it described as a threat to its national security. The leader of Yemen's Presidential Council, Rashid Al-Halimi, said the UAE had sent the weapons. China has launched a number of rockets on the second day of military exercises around Taiwan, prompting the self-governing island to cancel dozens of flights. Taipei says it will not do anything to provoke Beijing or escalate the conflict. Protests are continuing for a third day in Iran against rising prices and an increase in the price of foreign currency. students who have joined the demonstrations, which were started on Sunday. Turkey's interior minister says more than 350 people have been detained as part of an operation against the Islamic State militant group.